NRL or rugby league is a game you don't see or hear much about in Tasmania. We actually did have our own competition in 2015, but it fell over. They are trying to get it up again now, and the general manager of NRL Victoria, Brent Silver, joins me now. Good morning, Brent.
Morning, Martin. How are things?
Good. Now, just for people who don't know the story about rugby league in Tasmania, as I said, it collapsed in 2015. How did that come about?
There's probably a whole lot of factors that contributed to rugby league, you know, not being sustained in that format. So you probably couldn't just put your finger on one thing. So it's a combination of things, you know, being volunteer-run small sport. The challenges of trying to find volunteers that could service the sport, whether it's coaches, referees, administrators, that sort of thing. We were challenged as well in terms of from the National Rugby League perspective in financing somebody to be employed down there on a part-time role to service rugby league in that community as well. So there were some business challenges as well. I guess the landscape in Tasmania as well for the sport, we're reliant on, you know, the rugby league was played in the summer season, so you're relying on a lot of players that play rugby union during winter backing up into summer, which is a big stretch for players to play, you know, 12 months of the year, and then also same with volunteers. So there's a few other challenges as well internally within the sport locally, but just a combination of a whole lot of things that you just can't put your finger on one thing.
I think the timing's probably the biggest thing, and when you mentioned it being a summer sport, of course, that's also the touch season here as well, and that's a game that has a lot of similarities.
Yes.
NRL Victoria, that's you, now sort of coming into the picture, and as you say, it needs to be sort of tackled in a semi-professional basis, which is why you've got involved.
Yeah, look, my role is actually, I'm employed by the National Rugby League, so the national body, so I'm not employed by a state body. My main role is to look after Victoria, but also have a responsibility to service Tasmania. So I've been getting a bit of a nudge from our head office in Sydney, going, look, there's an opportunity now to let's see if we can reinvigorate interest in the game from a participation level. The sport of national at the national level has gone through a fair bit of challenges and changes in the last 2 years, and now they're coming out of that, and they wanted to see, okay, look. An opportunity in Tasmania. Let's see if there's the interest there. I'm the closest geographically as an employee of the National Rugby League, and have had contacts with the previous Tasmanian competition with volunteers and people that were involved. So I was just reconnecting with those contacts and trying to understand what sort of interest there is to get something up and running, whatever that may look like. And I think that's been the pleasing part of this process. We've started engaging people within the community that said, look, what was there before, if we just try and replicate it, it won't work because it didn't work before, so let's see if we can do something different. So that's not to say we don't look at doing club football or having competition football, but for senior players, men and women, but they're very keen to look at what the future is, so which is then targeting juniors, which hadn't happened previously in Tasmania.
I think the biggest problem with the previous competition is it was just a senior men's competition. There was no availability there for women or juniors to play the sport, and you really need that to keep it sustainable, don't you?
Yeah, and I think that was one of the other factors I was remiss to mention before, but that was one of the other factors, was just the churn of players. And you didn't have, and if you didn't have juniors coming through, you didn't have new players coming through to fill those natural churn of players as well. So, yeah, that's one thing that people are talking to at the moment. They've identified, like, well, we need to look at the whole picture, not just look at one thing and just go for that. We need to look at the whole picture and build appropriately, that is, sustainable.
As I'm sure you're aware, Brent, we are an AFL heartland here in Tasmania. Do you envisage that it'll be Tasmanians that will take up the sport, or will it be people that have moved here from Queensland and New South Wales? And mind you, we've had quite a few more since the pandemic that want to get away from the rat race.
No, absolutely. Look, you know, I'm based in the heartland AFL as well here in Melbourne, so I certainly know the challenges and struggles of trying to, you know, promote rugby league in a AFL stronghold at the grassroots level. We're very fortunate, Melbourne, that we've got the Storm. So from a an awareness level. There's a high level awareness of what the sport actually is, but in terms of grassroots and playing it as a junior all the way through, there's a challenge there, and educating local councils around why a rugby league club is good in your area and going into schools and things like that. So I certainly understand that. Tasmania is a different challenge again because we haven't had that presence there for a long time. You don't have a professional team like the Storm based there to help promote and support that grassroots. But yeah, we're certainly aware of a lot of people that come through our social media who have moved down there from Queensland, New South Wales, and even some Pacific or Maori or New Zealanders that are there as well. So there is definitely a core group of people down there, or core community down there, that would definitely pick it up and play the game or get involved in some way. So, and that's what we want to try and exploit and find out. And that's the stage we're at the moment.
So you've set up an advisory panel, and there's no timeline on when. You haven't set yourself a deadline of having a team or competition by next year or the year after. So what's the best thing that Purple can do to get involved and help at this point, Brent?
Look, if there are people out in the community that are interested and have got some ideas around, as I said, we're not necessarily just looking at starting up clubs, but other ways of having engagement and participation. So whether we do gala days or nine-a-side tournaments, or it's promotional activities with schools, those sorts of things. So if there are people out there that go, look, I'd love to volunteer, they can contact us through our social media site at the NRL Tasmania Facebook page. There's some messaging. You can contact us through there. There's also an email address, which is nrltas@nrl.com.au. So they can email us or message us through the social media.
From what we've seen since the media started, a few weeks ago, about the fact that you were doing this, what's the reaction been like in the last couple of weeks?
Positive. Everybody's interested to see what we're going to be doing. At the moment, it's purely just engagement with the community to understand what is the appropriate opportunity to an activity or participation program. As I said, if we go and starting up a club is a very difficult exercise, and then trying to start up more than one club so you can have a competition, there's a lot of work in that. So are there other ways of getting participation happening? So as I said, it might be a series of gala days or event days. We've also got the NRL, we've got their League Star product, which is the equivalent of AusKick. So if we want to run the League Star program in Tasmania, how would we do that? Who are the right people that we need to train up to run that locally? They're all the questions that there's plenty of other questions as well that we want to address and ask. And this advisory panel are doing that at the moment. Our conversations at the moment are fairly preliminary, but certainly everyone on that panel is looking for the long term rather than let's try and get a quick win and then creating unrealistic expectations around what's going to happen for rugby league in Tasmania. So at the moment, we're taking it slow. We do want to have some sort of on the ground activity within the next 12 months, whatever that may look like. We haven't put a line in the sand and made a rod for our own back around. If we don't get that up straight away, that's okay. We want to make sure that we're here long term, and whatever we do create is sustainable long term and looks to the future. So juniors are certainly one of those things that we want to target and support.
Yeah, I think there was a hair shampoo advert a few years ago that said it won't happen overnight, but it will happen. So that's probably where we're heading at the moment. We often see A-League teams come down here and play games, and we've had Super Netball League teams come down and things like that. Do you think maybe a home game of the Storm in Tassie once a year might help?
Storm are a hot property. Everybody wants them to play a home game in their location. So that's a question for Storm to answer, whether that's something that they look to in the future. I know they do. Tasmania is of interest to them. Again, as I said, they've been challenged the last couple of years in that they actually haven't been at home in Melbourne that often because they've been relocated on Sunshine Coast. So this year, they've been focusing on the Victorian community and the Melbourne community. They've got a trial game they're playing out in regional Victoria in Ballarat in a couple of weeks' time. In terms of NRL home games, they I think they've taken games to New Zealand and also the Sunshine Coast or Southeast Queensland as well to broaden their fan base. They have played practice games or trial games in Tasmania in the past, and as I said, that's probably that sort of event or activity is something that they may consider in the future. Right now, in the short term, I'm not sure that's on their radar because they're trying to shore up their connection with the community in Victoria after being away for so long. But yeah, certainly they've got strong brand credibility across the whole sporting landscape across Australia. So they would definitely generate a lot of interest in the game of rugby league. And if they did any sort of event or activity in Tasmania. It is one of the things that we've identified as part of our working group is how do we leverage Melbourne Storm and connect with Storm and what if we do with Storm? It needs to work for Storm for us as a working group.
I'm sure part of their program would involve clinics, in other parts of Victoria, so maybe they could expand that into Tasmania as well.
Absolutely. Look, and that's part of the conversation is can we brand up our activities in Tasmania with the Storm brand? And that's a conversation we're having right now in Victoria as well for local school competitions and club competitions. We're looking at branding that as a Storm event or Storm competition, and they're sorts of things that we probably explore doing in Tasmania as well.
So, like it could be a case of watch this space, Brent, but thanks for your time this morning. Hopefully, we'll hear more very soon.
Yeah, hope so. Thank you very much for your time. Thanks, Martin.